North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 16, 2020.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker announced yesterday steps to support long-term care facilities and to also improve testing in the state.
In Massachusetts, we also launched initiatives to test our most vulnerable residents, like our seniors living in long-term care facilities and individuals with developmental disabilities. Testing is crucial for a number of reasons, but most of all, it gives us the opportunity to identify and then isolate people who have tested positive and to make sure they get treatment. It helps us understand where the outbreaks are and to keep people informed with respect to infection, even if they don't have symptoms, to slow the spread in the short term. This data is also going to be crucial to plug into contact tracing, which is ultimately the infrastructure that we believe we need to build here in the Commonwealth alongside our colleagues at Partners in Health to ensure we can do everything possible to identify and isolate people who are dealing with COVID-19 after the surge and beyond.
Governor Charlie Baker. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters says that the state is improving on their reporting of data regarding COVID-19 by demographics and by cities and towns.
Having the ability to look at this virus through the lens of its impact on specific cities and towns will help us identify potential hotspots, inform the public health response, assist cities and towns working to slow the spread, and help the state appropriately deploy resources. In recent weeks, we have also provided data on total COVID-19 cases and death by race and ethnicity so the public can see for themselves the impact of the illness and death on communities of color. We've acknowledged that this information is not nearly as complete as we want it to be. I do notice progress every day, but it could occur faster. And the Public Health Commissioner has issued an order mandating enhanced reporting of demographic data. We also now report cumulative data on positive cases and death at nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, and the number of facilities with positive COVID-19 cases. We have also started to report the daily number of COVID-19 inpatient cases by hospital and the number of coronavirus patients in the ICU by hospital.
Massachusetts Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters.
Our Neighbor's Table in Amesbury and Newburyport continues to operate, and guests can pre-order groceries online and schedule time to pick up. And according to their website, if you cannot order online, you can call 978-388-1907 to place your order. Now, those in need are being assisted by those who can contribute, and according to Lindsay Haight, the executive director of Our Neighbor's Table, this is the best way to donate.
Yeah, I think financial donations are really most helpful for us and for our peer organizations as well. We can't have the public just coming to our site, dropping off donations. We don't want extra people handling product in uncontrolled environments. And so financial contributions, they can make them right on our website, ourneighborstable.org/give. Whether you're giving to us or any of our peer organizations in the community, that's really the best way for us to help. It gives us the flexibility whether we have to pay overtime for our staff, buying lunches for our volunteers who are now working 8 to 10 hour shifts, or purchasing food to supplement our food supply chain right now. Or just putting gas in our trucks to be able to keep them on the road to pick up food that is available to us.
That's Lindsay Haight, who is the executive director of Our Neighbor's Table.
The YMCA of the North Shore in Beverly is scrambling to find temporary homes for residents of the Cabot Street YMCA after a plan to use a nearby former convent fell through. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that the Y is about to embark on a $22 million renovation to expand affordable housing at the century-old Cabot Street building in downtown Beverly. It had planned to move 26 residents to the former St. Mary's Convent just a block away during the 14 months of construction. But officials from the Y and Harbor Light Community Partners, who are teaming up on the project, said that the Beverly Catholic Collaborative has backed away from that arrangement. The agencies are now trying to find another location for residents to stay, a task made more difficult by the coronavirus crisis. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Newbury State Troopers will be breathing a little easier as they respond to emergencies and other calls thanks to a Haverhill-based company that donated masks created on 3D printing machines. Creator Pult made the masks using vegetable-based PLA filament material. Each mask takes about 4 hours to create, with the company able to make about 50 masks and about 10 face shields per day. PLA is a biodegradable thermoplastic derived from renewable resources such as cornstarch, sugarcane, or other plant material. State Trooper Michael Provost is quoted as saying the donation of these life-saving masks will not only provide an extra level of protection for the troopers, but also to the individuals they have contact with and the public as a whole. On Tuesday, state troopers met with Creator Pulled co-owners Chris White and Christopher Ellen, who is Provost's nephew, in Haverhill, where Provost accepted 21 masks, one for each trooper in the Newbury Barracks. With their commercial operations shuttered to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus, White and his team have focused on providing personal protective equipment for first responders and medical professionals. Much more in the story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
North Shore Community College has named an interim president. Dr. Nate Bryant, Vice President and Chief of Staff for Salem State University President John Keenan, was unanimously approved to become North Shore Community College's interim president. Current president, Dr. Patricia Gentile, retires in July. The Board of Trustees interviewed Bryant in a special virtual public meeting on Thursday, April 9, and debated his candidacy at a regular meeting on April 14, after which they voted to support his candidacy, which now must be approved by the State Commissioner of Higher Education. Bryant has a 30-year-plus experience in public higher education, including senior-level leadership in enrollment management, student support services, and fundraising. He is a longtime resident of Salem, a civic leader in the region, serving on boards of the North Shore Medical Center, Salem Chamber of Commerce, and the Marblehead Bank, among other organizations. He's also, by the way, an outstanding high school basketball official.
Gloucester Times is reporting students in Rockport will go on April vacation next week, while Manchester Essex Regional School District decided its students will continue learning remotely. Michael Cronin writes that Rockport Superintendent Rob LeBeau said his district is in good shape as students have been taking online supplementary courses while schools have been closed during the pandemic. The superintendent is quoted as saying, "We have such great cooperation with our teachers' association when implementing the new online guidelines. We are well in the groove." Part of the reasoning behind the decision relates to the end of the school year. Rockport is on track to have summer break begin June 19, as was scheduled, before the pandemic. If students work through April vacation from their homes, the year would end a week early. LeBeau said he believes it's good to offer a break to teachers and students during these stressful times. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Don't forget to check out Connections every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. And this week we'll have a special Friday edition of Connections. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great Thursday, everybody.